Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants. That sounded very Aussie.
See your pants,
for fuck's sake, let's just say this bit. You with Chanel and Tamara. Oh, my God.
Tamara.
That
makes me laugh.
I know.
Tamara's in the Camara.
I know. Americans cannot say Tamara.
Tamara.
Other than it comes out, Tamara.
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 Moira.
It's a Moira. Tamara or Tamara.
Well, I'm sorry you have that trouble. I don't.
Know. You say Tamara, I say Tamara. Chanel, what do you have you ever got? Chantel, you'd get Chantel heaps.
I do. That's and then I bad. Get asked why my name isn't spelt with a C to make it easier for everybody.
Why isn't it?
That's it. We should ask my mum. My mum decided to make it.
Annie, Jesus Christ.
Spin it up.
Can you explain this? Yeah. Please?
I've had that plagued my whole life.
I can imagine. And have people bought you Chanel just to.
And they've smug book, like, yeah, name was there. Yeah. Also, oh, is it Chanel?
Get it? It's your name, but with different spelling.
Get it?
Oh. No, lady. That's terrible. I know it's with an S. That's okay.
Thanks, Darl. So,
oh my gosh.
This episode, quick fixes, right? Helps us get a few things done a bit quicker than what it would have if we did the long version.
True. Right? But sometimes the short version fucks you up, good and proper. In my case anyway, because I'm a very impatient person, Chanel.
All right.
And so I like to cut corners, if you will.
Okay.
Which lands me in the shit.
Hit it! That's what I'm talking about.
Wait!
Okay now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
So Ollie started school and he's still
only recently. It's March. It's a bit late, Chanel. A okay. Couple of months late.
True.
Just saying.
He's been a bit rocky at the start. Oh. Emotional.
Yeah, fair enough.
Loves his mum.
Yes.
You see some of these other kids going in, going, see ya, bye, like this. And then there's me, like, kind of walking in with this little boy that's a little Klingon
barnacle.
My little barnacle.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's struggling. And someone said to me, you've either got a rooster or a lamb. And I said, what's the difference?
What?
Well, the rooster's off. The rooster doesn't care. And the lamb's like your little sheepish, like, meh, need mama. Oh. I'm like, well, I've got two lambs. I've not got a rooster because both of them cried constantly.
Even summer. Oh, when she was
big
little.
Time. Right. Yeah, she's only just stopped now in year three.
Really?
Yeah. So no. She would be very coy every morning. Don't want to leave you, Mum. I must be doing something right.
Gee, she loves you. Yeah, what are you doing? Keeping them at bay, telling them that there's ghosts at school. Stay with Mummy.
Same with
emotionally
Mummy.
Manipulating.
Oh, I'm terrible. Oh. Anyway, they both don't want to go to school. So that's fine. Summer's fine this year. She's great. But now I've got Ollie, who I thought would be a little bit more ready to go. So I've dropped him off and he's crying and really crying. And now I've left it too long to leave.
Oh,
and
no.
So I was trying to leave, but he was gripped on the barnacle and I'm sat down and then they've got mat time that started and I'm like, fuck, I'm the only parent in here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And the teacher's going, come on, Ollie, come on. And he is having no bar of her either and he's crying and I mean sobbing and then the snot's running down and he's, it's all happening.
Is she not allowed to ply him from your leg?
She was trying, but he was gripping on.
Gripping on.
He was
like King Kong.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely.
Poor Ollie.
Yes, poor
Ollie. But poor you, more so.
Well, you'll rethink the poor Ollie in a minute. So we got out of the classroom and I've said to him just before I got out, I said, look, I've got the magic strings. One string for my arm, one string for yours.
Now fuck off.
Bye, have a great day. Off you fuck.
I love the magic string. Go with the magic string. I do love the magic string. Yes. It's very good.
You know, you can't see it and when we get back together, it fizzles out and it's fine.
Yeah.
One string on my wrist and one string on yours. Pull, 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 imaginary done. And he's going, Mommy, like this. Not loudly, but just sobbing like this.
He's like, fuck the string.
Yeah. So the glass doors, I shut them as I was walking out and I just pulled my hand in the air as if to go string that.
Yeah, and?
He flipped the bird at me. Yep, like
I'm
that.
Shocked.
He flipped the bloody bird.
You're kidding.
At
that's
me.
Hilarious.
And it was the right finger and it was really up
angry.
High.
And he was angry.
And he went, and boom, the finger was up. And the teacher just went,
in front of the class.
And wound it down. The class was having mat time. And she just wound his finger down as in to go,
Oh, no. But you weren't expecting that.
And I went, oh, I forgot. I just went, wow, you can sod off then. And I went, no, I didn't. It certainly sobered me up, put
Jesus.
It that way.
Yeah.
I walked out the door and went, I kind of scoffed and went, we'll just deal with that later. Picked him up from school.
Yeah, and
went,
what happened?
Mummy, you know I did that thing.
Oh, he remembered.
I put my finger up at you. And I said, I know you did. And he went, I'm sorry about that. I said, you will be sorry because there'll be consequences when we get home.
What's the consequences? You're going to cut the string. You're going to cut the string, aren't you? You're going to get some scissors and cut the string.
There was no iPad. The iPad was banned. And I was so I love banning the iPad because then they have to think of other things to do.
Absolutely.
You're banned. Sorry, you're banned. And I don't cave because I'm so happy.
I mean, either.
No.
Don't you have the little iPhone thing, the family thing, where you can turn it off? Have you got that?
No.
Oh, so you got to get
I just wait
that.
Till they screw up and then I go, banned.
Banned, done. It's out the window because mine's on my phone and I can turn it off and on when I want. I have control, like
fantastic.
A little
remote.
And I'm like, done. When they ignore you,
teach
you go
your ways.
Off. And then it's like, and then you hear from upstairs,
Yeah.
You know,
you know what it is because they're having this rush of dopamine that suddenly stops. It's like an addict.
It's
but
insane.
Anyway, moving away from that disastrous topic, he flipped the bird at me. For leaving. So one minute, Mummy, I love you. Next minute, fuck you, Mum.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So you'd removed the iPad from the grip of his hands and then he didn't even get it.
He didn't get the iPad. That was it. Because he stuck his finger up at me in front of his teacher.
And did he have a tantrum?
Not in the class. She just, he kind of.
About the iPad?
No, he knew.
Oh, he didn't. He'd done wrong.
No, you done wrong, Ollie. He knew. He put his head down and he went, okay, Mum. He knew. He had this explosive, angry moment.
That he did that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You could not mistake it for anything else. It was so pushed up the right finger. It was, and he went,
A lot of anger in that finger.
Anger.
Oh,
fuck you, Mum, you left.
Jesus. Did you feel rejected and sad, like you wanted to get back in there? Or were you like, fine then, piss off?
A bit of both because I was like, I know you're doing it because you're so angry. I have to leave. I can't stay. It's now mat time and I'm being kicked out of the classroom by Miss Tilo.
It's now lunch and everyone's just been there all morning.
Yeah, I have to leave. And you're flipping the bird at me as if I'm going and leaving you, but I'm not allowed to stay. I kept saying that to him. I'm not allowed. There's no other mummies or daddies that stay. We all have to go.
Yeah. And mum has a life.
Mum wants to leave.
Mum's got doesn't a pedicure want to be at school. Booked and I'm fucking late. I've got laser for my chin, and if I don't get there, the hairs will still be there by home time.
Then I'll be really angry.
Yeah, yeah. Damn you. Oh, well, Ollie.
So we all learned something. So suddenly I was not so sympathetic in that moment.
Fair enough, lady. Yeah.
Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
As Taylor would say.
Yeah. The
beautiful nightmare.
So like we said, we're talking about quick fixes, things you do, whether it's to save time, to save money, maybe you're a bit lazy or impatient, some of the things that you do. Chanel, do you have something you do that's a quick fix?
Oh, look, I'm a quick – I don't actually.
Chanel likes to take her time. Clearly, she doesn't take the shortcut. This was your episode topic. And she's like, I know, people who do quick fixes, that's not me. I do everything properly and perfectly. It's all about the losers online who do quick fixes. Is that right?
No, I do quick fixes, but they're just – I cut corners a lot.
Yeah, corner cutting.
Yeah, I cut corners with things. So everything I'll go, oh, stuff it, that'll do. And I'll hide some of these things from Dan because he'll pull me up on them. He'll be like, why have you done that?
They really get you, don't they?
Yeah, I'll add something into the sauce or something if I'm cooking something that is not meant to be there at all, but I'll do it just for the sake of adding in something else. And if he caught me doing it, he'd be like, but if he tastes it, he won't know.
Oh, no, yeah,
so
yeah.
My quick fix is I'm a corner cutter. In every area imaginable.
Oh, my God. We have to cut corners. It's like
constantly.
I do this really stupid thing. It just reminded me. You're talking about food. I buy these salt and vinegar rice crackers. And it's annoying. The packet's fucking annoying because you open it, inevitably.
And you can't seal it again, so you're going to eat
them
all.
No, you can't. And it's goes down the middle. The side opens up, so they're all spewing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what a normal person would do is take them out, put them in some fucking Tupperware container and put them on the – I get a rubber band and twist the top and then put it back on the shelf, but half of them are busting out the packet.
Oh, why do you do that?
I know, because I can't be fucked, lady, because I'm impatient and I don't want to find the damn Tupperware container.
That's the thing. We are just generally time is just escaping and we try and fit so many things into there, hence my corner cutting, hence your shitty chip thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all those things. So these people here – have sent in a few. I put it out on Instagram. Well, we got a couple of them come in that are great. So Nat put a boob ice pack in her son's lunchbox to keep things cold. She couldn't find the other one. She was obviously breastfeeding at the time or something, had some cold packs for her titties.
Stick it in there.
You had a titty ice pack.
He will not know unless there's a picture of a breast on the ice pack.
I hope there was.
Yeah, big giant tit right above his sandwich, his ham sandwich, keeping the ham cool.
Ham sandwich.
With a little note from mum. Hi, honey, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
And he flips at the bird when he gets home.
I wrote Ollie a note once. And he went, I can't read it, Mum.
Oh, because he can't read. You wrote him a fucking note, Chanel.
But I love you. I love you. Love Mum. And he went, I can't read. What does it say?
You could write anything then.
I just put
dickhead.
A heart now. Yeah. Hello, dickhead. Have a good day at school.
Don't fucking flip the bird at me, you little shit. Have a good day, honey. Enjoy your lunchbox. I put a note in there for you, but you can't read it.
Gives it to the teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say the teacher gets it.
Hello,
you
dickhead. Gemma wrote in and said, I'm a big fan of yours, Tamara. Showers are such an effort, so sometimes when
she relates to my dirtiness.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks,
this
Gemma.
Is you and Gemma. When I really can't be bothered, it's dry shampoo and baby wipes under the arms. That's her quick fix.
She
quick.
Oh, that's good. I don't even do that.
She thinks of you while she's doing it.
I don't even do that.
An ode to Tamara.
Oh, my God.
And now an ode to Gemma.
Oh, my God. I'm disgusting. Just so you know, I'm like a river rat at the moment because I was in the Murray River not long ago, a couple of hours before recording this. And I feel like disgusting. Like,
well,
Chanel, you would
luckily
feel.
I'm here.
You would not be out of handle. You'd be like, take me to the damn shower. Because who knows what's in that Murray River?
Oh.
Half of it's on my face.
Feces.
And up my up my fanny as well. And I swallowed some. So it's all in my insides.
Great.
Mm.
How delightful.
Anyway, thanks, Gemma.
Tegan said, screen time sorted. Turn off the iPad and pretend it went flat. Boom. Oh, girl, oh, after my own heart.
Love that.
I love that, Tegan. That fills me with all kinds of dopamine. Oh, the kids God. Are losing. I'm gaining it.
Yes, absolutely. We love the iPads, but we also hate them.
I fucking hate them. Hate.
But you, how much do you love them when you're like, here's the iPad?
Only in extreme circumstances where I'm like, I really want to go to the gym and Dan has a work call.
Hang on, Chanel. Extreme circumstances. I got to go to the gym.
Dan's got a work call at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
He's on Zoom or the Teams or whatever blah, blah app there is. I'm desperate to go to the gym to do some kickboxing or to head out for a paddle. And the kids are running around and to keep them from interrupting Dan, how about some iPad? It's disgusting. I'm ashamed of myself even saying it.
Oh, come on.
It.
No, you're not. It's a godsend.
I'll do it next week.
You'll do it tomorrow, tonight. It'll be on when you get home. Damn it.
It will be.
Oh, my God. Good one.
Susie, not proud, she started with.
She's already shaming herself. I like it.
I now look and think how stupid this is, but I could feel a cold coming on and just couldn't afford to get sick. All I could find in the fridge was a head of broccoli, so I sat on the couch and ate it.
She's trying to what? Get her immune system boosted up. A what? A whole broccoli. That's so bizarre.
Sat there and munched on it.
Do you like raw broccoli?
Well, I'm thinking about this because you see it in salads and things like that.
I don't mind it in a salad, too.
You know.
When it's cut really small.
But or broccolini, different again.
But a whole head?
A whole head and raw?
Oh,
she's tried her hardest. She said, I couldn't afford to get sick. I'm no judgment, Susie, at all, but I'm laughing.
Do you know how expensive broccolis are? You couldn't afford another broccoli. Like that was tomorrow's dinner. Now what?
Chug some water, same effect. But I do love that. Picture her sat there going, this tastes like shit.
Mummy's eating trees on the couch, guys. Stay away.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Tracy said she makes all the sandwiches for the week and freezes them, no complaints.
Yeah, I've got a friend like that. It's smart.
She said she makes them. And I'm thinking, are they rock hard? Obviously not. No complaints.
That's right.
So she makes them all on Sunday night, done, and she just goes in the morning, boom, done.
I've heard of this.
Very efficient
phenomenon. Because I would think that they'd go soggy or something or I don't know.
As she said, no complaints. It's working. Gina, this is great. I ran out of stuff to clean the floor and it desperately needed doing, so I used washing up liquid. Turns out that's quite slippery.
Oh, no.
The husband walks in.
Serves you right.
Oh, I die.
That is terrible.
She's gone, I just washed that. Dishwashing liquid, water.
Whatever you got to do to survive.
Well, she tried.
Yeah.
And now she's in the hospital because someone's hurt themselves.
That is the problem with a lot of these things, Chanel, is you cut corners or you think you're saving time, but then shitty things happen. Like I always hurt myself because I'm rushing around a lot. I'll catch myself on door handles. Like my clothes will get caught and it pulls you back like a bloody Abbott and Costello.
Mood.
Like, you need that. Yeah. You're in the, and you're like yelling at the kids, put that away. And it slings you back. Caught on the door
that
handle.
That is a snap back to reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. That's happened to me so many times. But Gina, shout out to you because I've done your dirty little trick too. I've washed the floor with.
Oh, you've done that.
And only last night Ollie slipped and fell on the floor and it occurred to me that I didn't remember when I washed the floor with dishwashing liquid. I can't remember, I've done it.
Because as soon as
semi-recently,
you drop like water on it, for example, it would mix and become very slippy.
Anyway, he went in the hallway and I was like, was that me?
Did you laugh?
I don't know. I usually laugh a bit. But
are you okay? Yes.
I'm a kid. I can't help it because they look funny just going bang like that. Funnier when Dan does it.
Yeah.
He goes down hard.
Oh, yeah. I can just imagine it. The
beautiful nightmare.
Tina, cereal for dinner. There's a quick fix.
Oh, my God. Yeah, cereal for dinner would be good.
And zero shits given by that. Shayla, if I haven't had time to shower, I shove my trackies on over my PJs on top.
Over the PJs.
And she does school drop-off. So the PJs are still on.
Yeah.
She's got tracksuit pants and a jumper and off she goes. Maybe
whatever
some sunglasses, a cap.
However you get them there, however you get them there.
Two more. Danny, if I need to get off a phone call, I give the kids a signal to hurt themselves and say, oh, whoops, I have to go. So it's like, you know, kids, you go.
Yeah, yeah.
act now. Like she'll give, she's obviously pre-warned them. And then like if it was summer, I'd say summer, like now's the time when mummy holds three fingers up, you've got to hurt yourself and start crying, pretend. Oh, I got to go, bye.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Just so she could exit the conversation.
Amazing.
Yes.
This is fantastic. And Shay, I lie all the time. It's terrible.
She's pathological.
Yep. I know no other way. From throwing toys out and saying I can't find them to telling my husband I'm on my period, but I'm not. It's just an excuse for my bad attitude and the need to sit down and watch Netflix uninterrupted rather than having sexy time.
Oh, we know all about
that. Shay's a big, big liar.
Yeah. I love it. I lie all the time. And I don't think it's a problem.
It's quick wins, quick fixes.
Yeah, little white lies that get you through.
Mm.
Mm. I once got kind of cut my hair because I couldn't be bothered going to...
Stupid.
Do you remember that? Yeah, yes. To the hairdresser. And that was bad.
Going to be a person out there listening to this podcast that is going to tell you that you did the right thing in this moment tomorrow.
I know.
You just decided to hand a pair of kitchen scissors over to your husband. Should more or less have been, and says, go trim that.
Well, he usually cuts Wolfie's hair and he does a really good job. So I thought a trim would be fine.
Some bangs and some layers?
No, it was meant to be a trim, but all I heard was three, and then he goes, very and done. And I went, what do you mean just done? Like, what do you mean? And then I looked at it and it was in all different lengths.
Lady.
And it was a lot off. I said just a little bit and then I cried and ended up at the hairdresser. Anyway, very embarrassed.
And then you walked in there, insulted her craft and said my husband cut it because he thought he could do a better job than you.
Well, yeah, of course that's what she said. She goes, a lot of people do this and a lot of people think they can do. I was like,
they
no,
learned to cut their hair on YouTube.
No, clearly. Oh.
To never do that, anybody.
No, never do that. Do you ever also, when you're doing the dishes, do you kind of, if there's a pot that's annoying, do you leave
it? Throw it in the bin.
Just leave it in the sink.
Throw it in the bin.
Or just like go, fuck, I can't be fucked with that last, those tongs have like some barbecue stuff on them and that pot is going to take ages.
Well, it happened to me this morning.
Mm.
I had the slow cooker.
Oh, nice.
Right? Dan had cooked prepared. The slow cooker and he said he'd cleaned up, which he did. But then there's a second load of dishes. So you might clean up the first bit of preparing the meal, but then there's all the aftermath
boring
that happens.
Yeah. Yep.
And the big bits because it's the whole thing you've cooked it in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Plates or whatever. And so this, and usually I try and do it the night before because I can't stand getting up to it. But anyway,
no.
That was sat in the sink with water in it to try and make it easier to wash in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked at it and I fucking hated it. I just wanted to smash it and throw it in the bin. And then I got angry at the kitchen and then Dan was in the way. So I just went, I hate this kitchen. It's such the wrong shape. And then I went
on. It's the wrong shape.
And I went on and I'm like, it's like I was in a prison of my own kitchen.
Oh, my God.
This pot that needed cleaning, crockery pot.
Yes.
And it was a disaster. And I got really angry because I seen the pot that needed washing, that wasn't done the night before, that's in my kitchen that's a bad shape, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I just kept going and going and going.
Bad.
Oh, my God. Do you know sometimes if I don't like a cup, it's annoying me and I know it's not meant to be.
Throw that motherfucker.
No, I know it's not meant to be in the dishwasher. I put it in the dishwasher so it gets ruined and goes out of shape and I go, oh, well, and then I have to chuck it out.
It's like you need the justification.
Yes, I need a justification. But the thing is no one else cares, Chanel. This is weird. The kids would not give a crap if I threw that particular glass out. Kai wouldn't care. But for some reason I need to justify
it to myself.
What's wrong
with me? I have to destroy it first.
Yeah, I have to like somehow – oh, it's like you're lying to yourself. I put that in the dishwasher. Oh.
This is my issue with the goddamn crockery pot. I would have had to smash that up first and put it in the bin because then it would have justified it's broken.
Yeah.
But you broke it. You broke it. You broke it, bitch.
I know.
What? I'd have to do that or I'd have to crunkle it.
Crunkle it. You would have to crunkle it, lady. Crunkle that.
Crumple. Disaster, but I have to break things first. Like if I was throwing out a plate that was a perfectly good plate, but I just didn't like it or it didn't fit or it stopped the cupboard door from closing, I'd have to smash it.
Yeah, smash it. Because it's more fun.
Why?
Because you want to destroy something. Do you know they have those rooms,
yes, the rooms
where you can destroy stuff?
I
you go
do
in,
it.
You pay to just smash shit up.
Mm.
Same thing, like we finally get a chance to get angry.
Why
at
do
that
I
dish.
Have to? It's yeah, but I have to destroy it because then it's my way of justifying why I've thrown it out. It's broken.
Yeah,
but can't have it back now.
No, but also it's because a big plate won't fit in the kitchen bin. As in by itself, it needs to be
okay,
smashed.
Okay, what's my excuse if it's an old jumper? I have to wear it till it's crap. I have to smear like spaghetti sauce on it and then go, bin.
Bin.
Why could, if I have to wash, if I wash it, I'll wear it again.
But at least you can give
why?
Them, if it's okay, you can maybe give it away. The salvos.
That I will do.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, but what if it comes in fashion again? I do this whole shit. So I'm not a hoarder at all, but I get very thingy throwing certain things
good
out.
Good things. Maybe good things that you're just sick of, but they're still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to just justify it to ourselves. Again, guilty as a woman.
There's something wrong with me.
And everybody. You know, we've talked about this before, Chanel, about putting like the cheap tomatoes through and when they're expensive tomatoes in the self-checkout.
Trust.
Trust. So sometimes the reason I do it is not to get a cheaper price is because I can't be fucked when the picture comes up and I don't want to look for the expensive one, like the heirloom fucking whatever. The first picture of the tomatoes that comes up, I press
all your
it.
Energy has gone to beelining and finding those beautiful, ripe tomatoes. And then when it comes to paying for them, you're like, fuck it, they're cherries. Done.
Yeah, come on, they taste the damn same. I'm not paying for it. But now at the shops, they've started taking photos.
Yes, they have.
Of the food.
Mm-hmm. So you're in trouble, lady.
You know, I can't
sorry,
do that anymore.
They look like the organic ones, not the normal.
Yeah, and that
paying for that.
Yes, and it says sorry, and it looks at you.
Then the person comes up, judgy, wudgy, was a bear.
I know, they come up. But those machines, the other day, the woman had to come over 5 times, no joke. It was so annoying.
They must
not,
hate it.
Not because I was lying, but because it was just fucking up the whole time, the stupid machine.
I laugh at the people that are like, excuse me, excuse me.
That's me.
It's usually some very entitled person. That's
it's me.
Yeah, you. I'm thinking of a bloke as well, but
yeah.
Excuse me, she's not working again. Hello. And this person's going up there trying to fix it and he or she is like, it's not my fault either, you motherfucker. Like this.
Oh, being mean.
Oh, it's
to
doing
the woman.
It again, the machine.
Being angry at the woman. No, I was not angry at the woman. She was very helpful because I would not have been able to beat the machine
did
without
you together
her.
Get angry at the machine?
Yeah, we did. Like, yeah. We're a team. It's like, those doesn't know a bean if it looks at it in the face. Fucking bean. I said, I didn't say fucking.
She's yeah. like, is that organic? You're like, mm-hmm. She goes, don't worry about it, sister. Done.
I wish. But I do put on my posh voice. You know, the same voice you talk to the teacher.
Sorry.
With.
So I don't know what's yes, give
hi,
it to me.
Hi. Look, those mushrooms didn't go through quite well. Can you help me out? Oh, thank you so much. Gross. Yeah, like I'm so mature, yeah. You know. Yeah.
And you're standing there looking like a trash bag scarecrow because you've just got off the jet boat.
Pretty much.
The beautiful
nightmare.
So I went hunting for a few hacks that could help us potentially in all these situations dear. That actually
everyone promises to help us. Are you work. Another one of those people tomorrow?
Well, I know there's lots of hacks, but I went through the ones that I thought were most helpful. There are a lot of shit ones. There's like 1,000 hacks out there. If you Google hacks.
Myself and the rest of our listeners are going to judge you on whether we think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is a good hack.
Well, they're not that good.
Well, let's try it out.
Okay.
You're on the.
Stop it, they're judging. Chanel's face is so judgy at me. Like, well, fucking you, come on, bring it on. She's got like some
bring
sort of,
on.
As if she's in the Fast and the Furious.
I'm the
for God's sake, bring it on. Yeah, come on, I'm going to beat you. Let's go.
Three, you two, with your one. Hat.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, you show
Michelle
me.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah. Well, I will show you because the first one, it would be very helpful for you if you don't have a shower cap.
Lord knows I love my shower
cap. You love your dirty old shower cap. We know I don't like shower caps because I don't even like showers. But you need a shower cap. Now, what are you going to do when you don't have one and you are maybe
have a very bad day?
Staying away somewhere, you know, in some sort of higher house at the yeah. beach or, you know, yeah. you go away. You can use a plastic bag over your head. Tie it up at the back.
Tie it under your chin and see how you
not
go.
Under the chin. Tie it that you put it over. Tie it under the back of your hair. Done. You've
but
got
to reach down to shave your legs. You're in trouble because all the water seeps in.
Maybe you'd have
so
to seal
next
that.
Time I travel somewhere for work and I don't have my shower cap with me, I'm going to ring down reception of the hotel and yes. say, "Have you got a plastic bag so I can put it over my head
yes.
and then watch them freak the fuck out?"
You can. Yes.
You know?
Yeah, they will. They will be like, "We've got a jumper and a suffocator in room 7." Oh my god.
Jeez. Anyway, thanks
you
for
could.
That tip.
Okay, good tip, right?
Mm.
Okay, this one I liked. You will like this one. Okay.
I'll be the judge.
If you like to go. Shut up! Chanel! with a C for something else. Anyway, sitting on your toilet, right, and you really want to keep binging your TV show that you're watching or whatever, or scrolling on
this
TikTok.
Is
this is not me. I need the phone to not be near me. But if you're sitting there, right, what you do, you pull your knickers down. And you know how you've got your gusset there? You can put your phone in the gusset of your knickers.
Stop! That's right.
Yes, the phone in the gusset of your knickers and continue to watch your programming.
I'm sorry, but every woman out there knows that the knicker is not clean.
The knicker is not clean.
Mine's
pristine.
Whatever comes out of the vaginal area.
There's discharge.
Over the
saying.
Day. Yeah.
Okay, right.
Okay. Right.
Bits and bobs.
You've
and
just put your phone in discharge. Mm-hmm.
It's such a good
not
point.
Not dish liquid.
No.
Discharge.
Discharge.
Sorry if you're eating your lunch.
Okay. I wouldn't. So true. I would not do it, but I just saw a video of it.
Oh, my God. Someone's
video. I know. They videoed it from the bird's eye view. I just thought it was so funny. I had to. Maybe it might help one person out there. If that helps one person out there, you're welcome. Disgusting.
You said it.
This is a good one. This isn't actually a good one. Okay.
So far, none out of none. But anyway.
Okay. Fine. Buy men's products because they're cheaper, like deodorant, razors, moisturizer. They are all cheaper,
okay,
even if it's the same brand as what you have for women.
That's interesting,
isn't
and
it?
I must say that.
Is it? She just did a little swivel head at me. That's it. Now that's interesting. Good point, Tanara.
I quite like the smell of men's deodorant. Some of them,
thought
not Brute.
Did. No, like a
I
nice
don't
one.
Like the real florally women's ones.
No.
I like the
Rexonaries.
Yeah, but even then, it can't be too manly. Just a bit of a soft, a cool lead. So you know, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
I quite like that.
A Norska.
A Norska.
Have you had Norska?
No, is that nice?
Yeah, it's nice. I don't
see,
know
I use all the non-aluminium-y stuff
yeah.
now, but I would often use Dan's quite often because I would feel that would protect me more so I wouldn't be so stinky.
Yeah, stronger. It's the same. I reckon it's the same with a different scent.
But that's a very good point.
But the razors, the pink razors will be more than just the male.
They
the
are
blokes.
Shitheads, these
exactly.
marketing companies.
It's like the women's ballpoint pens, remember? We talked about
yeah.
them, the pink ones.
Because they
for women.
Because she's got a different grip.
A smaller hand.
Smaller hand.
Smaller hand.
What a load of crap.
I know, ridiculous. But interesting, I actually thought, well, I might even do that next time.
So if anyone looks at you and they're like, why are you buying men's? You're a woman. You can go, it's cheaper. And they're like, oh.
Yeah. How do you know I'm a woman? Shut your face.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Raw spaghetti to light a candle. So, you know, your candle, if it's kind of low, you know, sometimes the wick gets all in there. It's hard to kind of light it. Meanwhile, the match is slowly burning up the wood and it's going to get your finger. You're going to use multiple matches.
Yeah.
But if you use a spaghetti stick raw and you light the end, there you go. Isn't
really?
That nice? Yeah. And it burns. So it must actually burn properly.
I wonder what that kind of... Couldn't do that with fresh pasta, could you? The Italians would go,
Of course you wouldn't. It wouldn't be stiff.
No, I know, but that's
be
what
flaccid.
I mean. You worry a little bit about it. The stiff ones in the shelf, you're like, if you can light that up.
The stiff ones.
I like pasta. You've just given me a terrible image of
Why?
Pasta because I like the beautiful pasta, like the Italian
Oh, you like
pasta.
The one
now
all...
I'm thinking you can light it up. Like, makes me feel like what kind of
what?
Shit's in there to make it stay alight like that.
Oh, well, try it. Why don't you do an experiment with the lovely pasta and then the you know, market brand on the shelf?
If I
okay,
time,
that went down. South and I was very sad at that hack. I'm losing very quickly on all these hacks. I'm just going to cry.
So far, one out of four.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The men's deodorant.
Far out. Okay, moving on. Whoa, do I keep going? I'm wondering. Okay, so if you've got clumpy mascara, right, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't
yes.
quite work anymore, you feel like
yeah.
it's clumping up, put it in hot water to melt it a bit.
Okay,
you know,
didn't
like
know
the
that.
Bottom.
All right, happy with that.
Oh, you, oh, are you?
Yes.
So judgy. Like I'm feeling like I'm scrambling here.
You are actually on the, you are on show.
I feel like it.
For me and the rest of our listeners.
Yes.
We're
I can
waiting.
See them all.
We like the
you.
Mascara, no more clump.
Okay.
Milk the
Glad
bitch.
Like you're speaking for all of them. Okay. This one's quite funny. You know how you put a bracelet on and it keeps falling down the other side if you try and do it yourself? If it's a bracelet that's a chain link one
yeah.
and it's quite hard. You have to keep flipping it around. So they say what they say to do is tape one end to your arm and then you can bring it around and easily clasp it.
And wax your arm hair at the same time when you take the other one off. Beautiful. Oh,
Jesus, what kind of – don't use like freaking masking tape, lady.
No. The stuff that you stick pictures to the wall with. That's all I could find.
No, don't yet. Yeah, or anything like that. That would be crazy. Okay. This was a funny one. It's not funny at all, actually. It's just quite a good one. So if you've got, you know, you're in the shower and you've got your period and you get out. Don't you do that face. What is the face now?
I'm waiting for your words of wisdom.
Okay, but it says what to do beforehand so that you don't, you know, you get out sometimes and if you're bleeding like a crazy bleeding
like
woman.
Like Leona Lewis, yep.
Yes. Then you kind of need to put on your knickers kind of quick or put a tampon in or do something quickly, right, before you bleed all over the floor.
Uh-huh.
So they said put the pad in your knickers before you get in the shower so it's set up for you.
It's set up.
It's set up.
Out and up, in, strap on, boom. I'm just picturing getting into a space suit or something like that.
Yeah, it's already
your
ready
coat
for you.
Of armor.
Yeah, with the knickers down, like ready with the hot two holes. So you can just put your legs right in there. Yeah,
so like Fireman Sam ready to go off to an emergency fire. You jump in, whip your pad up, off you go.
Or maybe you could have two stands with the knickers being suspended in the air and you just need to jump, like dive into the
jump in, like pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting.
Over.
Yeah,
into and, there. And in.
Hmm. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. So
no one's slipping. There's nothing. There's no nothing.
No. Suffice to say, that's terrible advice, according to Janelle.
I don't mind the idea of us being suddenly all athletes that we're going to jump into our new found
paddy underwear.
Paddy underwear.
Oh.
And what do you do with the tampon? They didn't give a solution.
Well, I think you would have a tampon on a stick. Same idea. Jump onto it.
Like a disco stick.
Yeah, like, here I go. Bang. but only like a couple of inches because you don't want to get the rest of that up there.
Oh, No. And if you're doing a cup, there is no solution or hack.
Oh, no.
In the shower.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to take it out in the – could you take it out in the shower?
Well, we discussed this with a friend of ours only last week and she said she uses cups religiously, loves them. Some of our listeners have had very bad experiences with cups.
Suctioning to their
cervix. I've got one in my cupboard that I want to try, but I'm scared.
No,
but I want to try it, but I just don't know how. So I just need some help. But then don't want no help?
Please no help.
Don't help. But I don't know what I'm doing. So God knows what will happen. And she said that she – very simple, goes into the shower, takes it out, empties it, puts it back in, boom, done.
Well, that actually is a solution to this whole problem. That is the best hack of all. Put it back in whilst you're in the shower, done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, get the damn cup.
Yeah, so sorry, there's no writing on a disco stick.
No, or putting a pad in your undies. No, okay, all right.
Ninja style.
Sorry about that. But, you know, look, we all take shortcuts and it's a way to get ahead because we don't have enough hours in the day to do all the shit that we do. And come on, give us a break.
And there's so many that we haven't even mentioned here. We've probably just scratched the surface with how
totally.
Many. And half of them we don't even realise we're doing because we're not even in the position of judging ourselves because we don't care. We're past that point of caring.
Yeah.
It just, we've moved on. We're going, we need to get to this task. So the corner is cut. I am washing the floor with toilet cleaner. Done.
Done. Just deal with it, mofos. Yeah. Because I need to get some sleep.
No judgment.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.